Some of the loudest fans watching Sunday's Seahawks game were not at the stadium. They were at a place we usually think of as quiet, the downtown branch of the Seattle Public Library. It's a place where students, homeless people, and passerby can watch big Seahawks games on a huge screen. KUOW's Joshua McNichols was there.
Valerie Wunder has been organizing events at the Seattle Public Library for 8 years. She says nothing draws crowds to the library like a football game.
And I have never seen the range of ages and ethnicities and socioeconomic levels that I see when we do the sporting events.
Things started out pretty glum with this crowd as the Seahawks stumbled through three quarters. Shelley Russick summed up the mood.
I'm a little disappointed, but overall we've had a wonderful year.
A few people in the crowd refused to give up. With only a few minutes left in the game and Seattle 12 points behind, Jaime Cheveste predicted a comeback.
We're going to come out with a victory at the end.
Sure enough, Seattle scored two touchdowns in the last couple minutes of the game. Hamda Yusuf and a few friends were shelving books upstairs for the library when Yusuf felt the floor tremble beneath her.
There with all the excitement in here, so we've
got to
be here.
I told you, it's going to happen. That's the way we play football.
Then the Packers tied the game with a field goal and pushed the Seahawks into overtime. That's when Queen Pearl brought out her secret weapon, a packet of Skittles. Many Seahawks fans believe Skittles bring the team good luck.
Well, I have Skittles and I ate some, so that means it's over for the Packers so they can start packing their suitcases.
A final Seahawks touchdown during overtime clinched the victory. Teddy Werner couldn't have been more surprised. He had been at the stadium watching the game. He left with 5 minutes to go.
I had my four-year-old with me, and yeah, I thought it was over, but it was improbable.
I thought maybe they could do it, but I didn't really believe it.
You'd be sitting on your seat, just crunching, going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then
you can't never give up on them.
To come back like this, that's just a miracle. I mean, it's not like a miracle, but, well, it is. It's a Seahawk miracle.
That's Graham Taylor. He says if it wasn't for the library, he wouldn't have been able to see the game.
I'm homeless, so, you know, that's why I'm here. But I'm glad they opened it up for all people like us, you know. So, yeah, give us a chance to enjoy a game, too. So
that's something amazing about this place. Rich and poor, everybody loves watching the football game at the library. Over the last 2 years, Steve and Sandy Barron have watched every playoff game here.
It's like being at the game without the cold weather. We see it beautiful and clear. We're screaming and yelling just like we're at the game. We love it.
The Seahawks will play in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots on Sunday, February 1st. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.